This is a podcast from WOR.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Things was kind of slow, see? So I cruised over to Kennedy.
Kennedy Airport?
No, Cape Kennedy. I'm looking to pick up a fare to the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it was. My head is round
with. It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. All right. It's halftime at the Super Bowl. Just to let everybody know, we'll give you score updates. Atlanta's winning 21-3, if you care. All right? It's amazing. 30 seconds is $5 million. This is unusual because I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm in the bowels of the stadium, of NRG Stadium. There's a private press room there where people who really don't have great press credentials go. You can't see the game. You occasionally you hear the crowds cheer, and there's security guards all over the place. But remotely, since remote worked last week when I was at the Battery Gardens restaurant, my favorite restaurant down in Battery Park City in New York City, and you really should go there, we figured we would try the remote from Houston. So in the studios is John McDonough, the Captivist, and JFK Mike. How you doing, guys?
Way to go, Dave. Just give you a little hint here. Take New England and the Uber. I mean, no, the under.
Is it too late to put a bet on the Atlantic Falcons? I think they're looking good now.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yes, they are. It's funny. It's like I'm here all alone. Everybody else is on the field, and this one guy keeps running back and forth and giving me score updates, which is very nice of them. They're very nice here. Really appreciate the NRG stadium people. Anyway, it was an interesting week. We just to let everyone know, Monday, the New York State Senate is going to move forth with their TNC bill. That's Senator Seward's bill. And Senator Seward believes, and this is a quote, "I look forward to advancing this comprehensive bill that will allow Uber, Lyft, and similar companies to begin operating out of New York City. This bill delivers economic, environmental, and public safety benefits and is long overdue." Okay. That's his opinion. In order for a bill to pass in Albany, you have to have the same exact bill agreed upon in the two houses, agreed upon in the state Senate with the New York State Assembly. So we'll see what happens there. Also, our mayor is on a weekly talk show in New York City, a radio show called the Brian Lehrer Show. Is that on your station, John?
No, that's WNYC FM. What's it, 93.9?
See, I always get NYC mixed up with your station.
WBI. There's no way you can mix up the two. One's going under, one's doing fairly well.
You know, I got to tell you, I have never missed a show due to sickness. So no matter how sick WOR gets of me, I'm still here.
Here, here.
Oh. And Dave, you were saying in order for a bill to pass in Albany, you need money.
You need money.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you get a bill passed. Forget about the politicians or whoever's up there. That's where you get the bill passed. The right people get paid, and you get the bill passed.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I gave some incorrect information on your radio show and on my radio show. I was stating last week that Uber spent $750,000 the first 6 months of 2016 and almost $1 million the end of 2016, and I think I said it was on politicians. It was not. It was on lobbyists. So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Potato, potato, in my opinion.
Well, you know, we're all politicians one way or another, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I just want to chime in and say that the yellow cab business is the best business in the world, in my opinion, because we've been around in New York City for dang near 80 years, and it's amazing why they don't embrace the yellow cab business. I mean, the money this city has lost, you know, BSing around with this Uber schmoober stuff instead of selling more medallions. And they talk about immigration. What about the cab who comes over, first generation cab driver, buys a medallion, and then he's double crossed by the city of New York? You know, Dave, let me just ramble just another second or two. I heard the city was selling whatever, like bonds, or we're selling bonds. But imagine if the city sold bonds, and then all of a sudden the guys bought X amount of bonds, and then 6 months later they sold the same bonds because they just wanted to print them up. At what point do you say, hey, you can't do that because it's illegal? You made a promise that I was going to get X amount of dollars on the first thing you sold. In my opinion, that's what the medallion situation is right here. They told mostly first-generation cab drivers to trust the faith and credit of New York City when they were buying a medallion from the city. And now all of a sudden it's a double cross. I think they got with all this immigration stuff going on at Terminal 4 and with Trump and Cuomo, they got to look at the guys who came here, did the right thing, were fingerprinted, drug tested, vetted, bought medallions directly from the city, and now they've been double crossed by the city. I think it's a disgrace.
Well, it's funny you say that, because on the Brian Lira show, one of the callers that got in was a medallion purchaser by the name of Shurish, and he went straight ahead. There was some that was inaudible, but basically, he asked a question. I'm a yellow cab driver. In 2014, we bought the medallion from New York City, ranging in prices, and that was inaudible, but they averaged about $850,000, folks, financed by a bank or a credit union. But now, I guess because of Uber, we can't pay the mortgage. The number of these vehicles, that was inaudible, but it's about 46,000 now in New York City, folks. And since Uber, in particular, Uber and maybe also Lyft came in, it's changed the taxi market so much that some of the drivers, like our caller, this is Brian Lira speaking now, who paid so much money for their medallion just a few years ago, has seen the value of that drop because you can't make as much money as before as a yellow taxi driver. And I'm guessing he's asking for the city to compensate the difference because he sees it as a regulatory decision that the city has made to allow Uber into this. And then Mayor de Blasio said, well, Shirish, I certainly understand for sure the challenge you're going through, and I've come to some different conclusions in the first instances. First of all, I want to say this issue we're going to working, and the TLC is going to be working on to try and find every way to strike a balance in regulation that will be fair to all elements of the for-hire vehicle sector. For now, yellow cabs are an essential part of New York City and have been for a long time. I think some mistakes were made over the years in Albany legislation, in city decisions before this administration, that exacerbated the problem before we got here. I also think there are free market dynamics that have created an opening for Lyft and Uber and others, and that the taxi industry has to learn from that. The yellow cab industry has to learn from that in every way possible under the same approaches, and I think you've seen more of that lately. But look, I think I would be very careful about assuming that something was a free market dynamic when the city offered medallions for years and years until not long ago they were rising in values all the time. They and this is still the mayor speaking, folks. They still have a lot of intrinsic value because yellow cabs are still a crucial part of how people get around in a growing city, a city with more and more tourists, more and more jobs, more and more residents, and I think you're going to see some leveling off over time, and that could strengthen the medallion values again. That is the mayor of the city of New York speaking on the Brian Lira show.
You know what, Dave? There's so much wrong with that. When he was talking about competition and bringing that in, when the dollar cabs are running down Flatbush Avenue or Atlantic Avenue in competition with city buses, what do? They fine them. They confiscate the vans. They say that you cannot be doing what you're doing, pulling into bus stops and picking up and taking money away from the city. He has a big problem with that. But when it comes to the yellow cabs, now, oh, we have to have competition. We have to see where the market will go. Even if it craters a city industry, he's willing to go down that road because that's the way the market's going.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710, and all our lines are open. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. And, of course, I'll read your emails live on the air, as long as they're clean. And we'd love to speak with you, 800-321-0710. At the end of the mayor's conversation on the Brian Lehrer Show, he said, "I'm not ready to commit to reversing course. I think it's too early to say where this is going for the long haul. The more the yellow cab industry is competitive and updates itself, the better off it will be. And what we're seeing is even now, with so much availability of the other types of services, there's still a majority market for a yellow cab. It still provides something the others don't. So, you know, we certainly will be looking for the kinds of adjustments we have to make, but I think you could see a different reality in the future where the yellow cab industry is strengthened over time." You know, if he really wanted free market dynamics, why not make, if it's a free market, why not make the fares? Why don't yellow cabs have surge pricing based on availability?
Exactly.
Free market? Well, we have to buy the taxier tomorrow. So why do we if it's a free market? Do others have to buy the taxier tomorrow? Maybe they should. You know, if you're talking about equal competition.
And what about fingerprints? I mean, they keep saying, oh, you know, we want to encourage competition. Give me the right to charge triple the price on a rainy Friday afternoon. Give me the right not to have to give you fingerprints when I get my hack license. There's a lot of stuff they talk about competition. Oh, by the way, speaking of competition, the mayor is running for re-election in the fall. And basically the election in this town is the Democratic primary in September. And last I checked, he's got about 10 or 12 people who are all set to tee off against him in the primary. So all this stuff about the industry leveling off, he may not be around to see that leveling off. So he's making this whole thing going on now that he may or may not be able to fix, because he may or may not be able to get reelected, in my opinion.
Well, it's pretty hard to beat an incumbent, and the people who are running against him, you know, we've had Tony Avella on the radio show. He's running. So far, he has $724 in election campaign contributions.
Wow.
$724. I think the mayor has how much? Was it over $1 million? A few million dollars?
I'm not sure. He's flush with cash, I would guess.
Yep. And you have Bo Dietl, who doesn't have that much money. He can't fill out the sheet right, so instead of a Democrat, he checked independent and Democrat, so there's some question of whether he could really run yet, but he'll figure it out.
Well, the point is, I would guess for all New Yorkers is, in my opinion, it's a mess, because last night I was driving the cab, and it looked busy, and I kept seeing all these people jump out with apps and this swarm of little black Camry Uber cars, and they keep saying, oh, no, it's not Street Hill. I think it's Street Hill. I mean, you look at the way it's worked and the way it is organized. It's from a layman's standpoint, it's a Street Hill. I mean, I'm running shoulder to shoulder with a guy in a Camry. Somebody has this little phone app, and it was very frustrating for me on a Saturday night having to go head-to-head with someone who is, it's not a dispatch, it's just someone standing on the street who is sitting pointing their hand in the air, they're clicking a phone, and an Uber car shows up who's 2 feet away. So, and right now there's about 50,000 of these little Uber cars running around. These guys aren't making money.
But JFK, Mike, it goes beyond that. We had a guest on here a couple of weeks ago, an Uber driver, Noah Foreman, and on his Facebook today, he is now up to 3 or 4 apps, 2 or 3 phones, and an iPad. To make business.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's taking. Whereas the yellow cab industry, and Dave, I talked to you about this during the week, about a missed opportunity. Uber was deleted 200,000 times, according to New York Times. People deleted it. Arrow, Wait-A-Ride, and Curb did not jump on that bandwagon to say, if you're going to delete Uber, add Arrow. Put an Arrow through Uber. They missed an unbelievable opportunity. They could have went on Facebook with a sponsored page saying, if you're not happy with Uber, take Arrow, take Yellow, put an Arrow through Uber. the missed opportunity that was that happened this week after the what happened at JFK is unbelievable, and this is part of what's going on within the whole taxi industry. There's not a coordinated effort to take on Uber, to take on Lyft, Juno, Via, and all these other apps, and we're just sitting back watching this in horror.
If you're a New Yorker, if you're a tourist listening to this show, if you're a taxi driver, promote the two apps, Way2Ride and Arrow, A-R-R-O.
Right.
Okay? Well, I mean, people can use the yellow cabs. And guys, when you get calls on the app, answer them.
Yeah,
you know, you like to complain when you're slow, but you got to answer these app calls. Here's an email. I heard de Blasio on NPR on the Brian Lehrer show. The verdict, he'll be doing nothing to fix the industry mess this year. City Hall will be encouraging competition, says he. Yellow cab industry is still strong, needs more time to adjust to new app technology. Hopefully we can encourage competition with the New York City elections this fall. Well, that's a good email. Speaking of Uber backgrounds, John, here's an email from Karen. In New York City, the Taxi and Limousine Commission regulates Uber, and the drivers are required to have a TLC license. In New Jersey and Connecticut, you only need a regular driver's license, which is the rule in most states behind New York. Now, I have a friend who lives in North Carolina, was out of work, so he signed up for Uber and for Lyft. He was driving for 9 months and got arrested for domestic violence for violating an order of protection. After his one-year anniversary with Uber, everything was fine, and he was still able to drive. Lyft, on the other hand, banned him from driving because they ran another background check as his one-year anniversary was approaching and found the arrest. So the moral seems to be in states other than New York, as long as you join Uber before you get arrested, you're good to work for them forever. All Uber drivers should be regulated no matter what state they drive for. Myself, I only feel safe in New York City yellow cabs because I know the drivers are well-trained and are always being carefully monitored by the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission for arrests, moving violations, and they're drug tested every year. No cheap Uber fare is worth putting your personal safety at risk. Go back to yellow for your safety. Life is too short to take chances. Thank
exactly.
you, Karen. That's a great email.
Hear, hear.
Whoa.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They talk about encouraging competition. Here's my thing. I wish we were able to do some of the things that Uber, when they just walked into the city, were able to do, like with surge pricing, prearranged calls, things of that nature with the yellow cab. The whole thing with the yellow cab is people want to be matched up with the yellow cab. We have cabbies who want to go to Brooklyn. We want to go to the Bronx. We want to go to Staten Island. There's been no effort to put those people together ever. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, the cabbie doesn't want to go to Brooklyn at the height of rush hour. That's nonsense, because I know a lot of cabbies go home to Brooklyn at the height of rush hour, and we never have any there to make this happen. So I'm just, if they want to encourage competition, and I make an overture to Mayor de Blasio directly, because he's in charge of the whole thing, that it is in the interest of the city of New York to get this thing together, because we don't need 80,000 cars just squashed onto the streets. It's not healthy. There's pollution all over the place. There's accidents. I know they had a thing the other day I was reading where the accidents for the yellow cabs are much lower than for hire vehicles that apparently sit and wait for calls. How is it possible that a yellow cab who's driving up and down the avenues all day long has a lower accident rate based on per vehicle rate than an FHV car that is basically sitting for calls?
Because the FHV car has four phones on the dashboard,
right,
has a laptop, and these guys, you talk about distracted driving, this is distracted driving to the infinity. Infinite.
Yeah.
There we go. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We'll take a call, and then I'll tell you about an experience flying down to Houston. I'm broadcasting live from the NRG Stadium, the bowels of the stadium. I think this is where the janitor stays, but I just had a couple of... Thank you so much for that. I just had like 100 people that just ran by, I guess, to the halftime show.
I think that is the halftime show.
So I'm unbelievable. Okay, Steve, you're first up on the Taxi Dave show.
Hey, Dave. Listen, man, I've been driving a cab for 5 years. The last time somebody... The last time two complete strangers split a cab was 2 years ago. The last time I went to JFK was 6 months ago. The last time I went to, I mean, I go to the Bronx all the time, but the last time I went to New Jersey was like 4 months ago. Now, I just switched over to Uber, and I go to JFK at least once a day. I split a cab with Uber Pool, like, constantly. I have one thing to say that will boost the yellow cab business, and that is to get rid of the meter and go onto the phone-based app hailing system. That is
free market dynamics. That's what the mayor said. He thinks there are free market dynamics that have created an opening for Lyft and Uber and others, and the taxi industry has to learn from that. We are learning from that. Give us free market dynamics that Steve's talking about, right?
That's the same thing. And Uber does not let drivers drive yellow cars or yellow cabs. If Uber, the yellow cab has to basically become Uber. They have to stop using the meter. That's the one thing, because that the meter does not allow for strangers to split a cab.
Steve, I just want to tell you, I drove Uber up until September. When Uber first came to the city, I had Uber in the yellow cab. It was an option on the Uber app to take a yellow cab. Came September, you know what it was? They weren't making enough money with the yellow cabs getting Uber fares. They dropped it off their app.
Yes, I know. I know guys that used to do that all the time, and they made money. They went far. They, you know, they get the far call. That's the
right
thing. All the long distance calls have been overtaken by Uber. It is just absolutely insane.
And the Uber calls, these guys are working for free. I mean, I thank you for bringing that up, because not free, but almost free. Because I've looked at some of their out of town rates, and I've talked to people on the street when they're about to get into a yellow cab, going to, let's say, Jersey City or some other Jersey thing at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And these guys are working for pennies on the dollar. Not me. That's why I drive a yellow cab. And I'll tell you something. You got to pay the cab drivers who are working legally. And you got to fingerprint cab drivers, because you don't know who the hell is driving an Uber car these days, in my opinion.
Yes, but I mean, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the prices. I mean, I drive for Uber, Uber X. I get the same price at the JFK as I did in a yellow cab. That's a fact. I mean, I personally don't get the same price, but the Uber charges the same price. But after all the fees and stuff, I make, you know, after, you know, if I consider, you know, paying the lease for the yellow cab, I mean, deduct that. JFK, I profit $30, $35. I profited $35 driving a yellow cab. I profit $35 driving an Uber.
Now, how long does it take you to get you? And how long does that trip take? It takes like 2 or 3 hours, because the round trip sometimes isn't even there for the Uber drivers.
Sometimes it's not, but every time I go there, I don't want to promote Uber or anything. I mean, for other drivers, because I mean, you know, more drivers,
good
less
thinking.
Than what I make.
Good thinking, Steve. Listen, our phone number is 800-321-0710. And Steve's passionate about what he's talking about. Yeah. I like what he said. You know, why do we have a meter if others don't? You want to level the playing field? Yeah, give us surge pricing. And listen
right
to the outcry from the public officials,
yeah,
and the constituents when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear about that. Here's a good email. Dear Taxi Dave, I hope the taxi industry intends to use this fortuitous, unfortunate event to go back on the attack. The industry must mount a major anti-Uber campaign immediately. An advertising market firm must be hired to convey New Yorkers. Uber's ties to President Trump and Uber's disregard for immigrant drivers. Strike while the oil is hot. This can be a real turning point for the yellow cab. We now have an opportunity to stop the bleeding and regain some market share, not to mention drivers. As you well know, the yellow cab has always served as a vehicle for immigrants. Let's stay on the right side of history. Best regards, Alex. Alex, thank you for that. That was a real good one.
And Dave, I'd just like to remind everybody that the best newspaper in New York City, bar none, in my opinion, is Taxi Insider. It's on the streets right now. It's at your local cabbie watering holes. It's out at Kennedy Airport. It's in the newsstands. It's in the coffee shops. And we're going to bring back this city one Taxi Insider newspaper at a time. Thank you.
And you know, folks, after you read, any drivers hear this that read the newspaper, when you're done, don't throw it out. Give it to another taxi driver.
Hear, hear.
All right. You can also get the Taxi Insider at credit unions. So, I flew down to Houston for the Super Bowl. I'm broadcasting live for NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. And JFK Mike and John McDonough are in the Tribeca studios of iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Live there. So it worked last week. We're doing it again this week. But I had the worst plane ride I ever had. I mean, lucky seatbelts are there. You understand why, because people were hitting their heads, and it was horrible. And when we landed, my God, I don't know if the pilot saw the runway or not, but we hit so hard that it was real scary. Anyway, it was a rough landing. And you know how the pilot stands near the front door to wish, you know, to say thanks for riding whatever airlines as you leave? So I was one of the last ones to leave. There was a woman with a cane in front of me, and I was taking my time. And the pilot had a hard time, okay, looking at the passengers. And he probably was thinking someone would have a smart comment. So finally, everyone gets off the plane, and this little old lady with the cane looks at him and says, "Sonny, mind if I ask you a question?" And the pilot says, "No, ma'am." And she says, "Did we land or were we shot down?" Anyway, and here's a true story. This was reported in a police department. This is a true story. The weirdest excuse police ever received for a driver speeding. It was a taxi, and he had three passengers in the car. He stopped the vehicle for speeding this Friday night, and the driver blamed his three passengers' flatulence as the reason he was speeding with the windows open. You can't make that up. You can't make that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick email. Good show tonight. Just wanted to say that Curb will be replacing Wait to Ride, that Wait to Ride app, within the next few weeks. So Curb, C-U-R-B. There's one, and the other one will be Arrow, A-R-R-O. Those are the two, Curb and Arrow. A lot of people are correcting me. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We'll be giving you Super Bowl updates. You don't have to watch. You can listen to the Taxi Dave Show wherever you are, online, tell your friends, or on your radio if you're in New York City. We'll take one more call. Dave, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fantastical.
I didn't realize you were going to pick me up that fast.
Yeah, well, we were going to jump to a commercial, and you just got in between the seams there. Go ahead.
You know what's interesting? Every week you hear about some taxi that jumps the curb and kills somebody. I'm on the LIE the other day going eastbound from Queens, and this guy almost rear-ended me. He's going about 80 and 90 miles an hour in the either the center or the right lane. Unbelievable. And then I notice before that, I'm in Long Island City between Van Dam Street and I guess that's Queens Boulevard. I actually am on Van Dam. And the guy is basically rolling into the crosswalk and the light is still red. I've seen a couple of these cab drivers do that and the light is still red in Manhattan also. I don't get it.
Well, let me just say, mile for mile, the New York City yellow cab and their drivers is the safest driver in the world, based on per mile, based on the basic context of the job. We're the best drivers in the world. So, and the other thing that gets me is some people say taxi and cab. It's a very loose, broad brush they use, not necessarily yellow cab, but they just say, oh, cab or cab this or that. No, the yellow cab drivers are the safest drivers statistically in the world, and we're the best drivers statistically in the world. And there are 14,000 yellow cabs in the city of New York. And based on the numbers we're getting from the Department of Transportation and from the city of New York, those statistics bear it out. So
safer than police cars, safer than fire trucks, safer than sanitation trucks, safer than mail vehicles, safer than all other vehicles.
Correct.
Mile for mile. You're
correct.
Absolutely right. Dave, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, it's email evening. I got a ton of emails here at taxihale@AOL.com. Our phone number, if you want to speak to John or Mike or myself, is 321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Water tastes like wine. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Giffen has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
Sit down, brother, take my time, a friend. The devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
The Taxi Dave Show. Sunday night, the place to be. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with John McDonough and JFK Mike. Got a ton of emails, taking cabs in Manhattan. Everything else is moving faster than a yellow cab, especially on weekdays and rush hours. People tired of sitting in the cabs with their annoying taxi TV, which is nearly impossible to shut off. The city should help cab drivers to use the bus lanes when they have passengers. Get rid of the partition and the taxi TV. Thanks, Steve. Here's an email. You know, you were talking about, the last caller was talking about unsafe driving by cab drivers. Dear Taxi Dave, this is an unbelievable accident. I'm an accessible medallion owner, and he gives 3W15. On January 22nd at 1:20 a.m., I was standing at a red light with passengers at 82 East 4th Street in Manhattan. The police vehicle, plate number 3504, NYPD 9th Precinct, was just in front of me. Suddenly, the police officer put the car in reverse, backed into my taxi, and struck me. As a result, my taxi has front end damage, the grill, the hood, the bumper. My right foot was on the brake the whole time. After a couple of hours, I felt pain on my right foot. My doctor gave me medication and an x-ray. No injuries were found, but I still have too much pain on my right foot. The doctor sent me for an MRI, and it was done today on February 2nd it was done. I'm waiting for the report. I haven't been working since January 22nd and a lot of pain. This is really unbelievable. How come a police officer can make such a mistake on a busy Saturday night in the East Village and nobody does anything? Sincerely, Abul Asad Khan. Well, first of all, we hope you feel better. What do you have to say about that, guys?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, speaking of rear-end damage, the halftime show is over, so that's good news. but anyway, that's another story. But I just want to say that When a cop does something wrong on the street, who do you call? I mean, what do you call, the FBI, Ghostbusters? I mean, I've been in the situation a couple of times where there have been incidents on the street like that. What do you do? I mean, it is a very tricky business.
100 people running by the other way now. I guess the halftime show is over. I'm in the bowels of the NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas for the Super Bowl. So when this show is over, maybe I can catch the last quarter or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're broadcasting live from Houston, thanks to Melrose Credit Union. And, let's see. Okay, we got a couple of callers. Let's take Richard. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. Could you please talk about the business model for Uber and their losses? I mean, isn't it just a slush fund for tax write-off for the owners? I mean, aren't they losing so much money that they're just stealing money for the real taxi drivers and they're using it as a write-off, the same thing with Lyft? I mean, at some point, should the Commerce Department investigate them for just being a tax haven for billionaires?
Go ahead. You're on a roll, Richard. I like what you're saying.
Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, it's like Amazon almost. I mean, they're stealing money from the brick and mortar or the, the real businesses that, you know, actually making money for the communities. And, you know, the guys that own the place are just using it as a slush fund to hide money and avoid taxes. I mean, Uber, I don't think they'll ever make money. They're just hiding money and not paying taxes to their communities.
Well, I forgot how the system worked. I used to know it backwards and forwards, but there's some international system where how the money goes from here to there to the other place, and ultimately, they don't pay a lot of taxes. But if you're losing a couple of billion dollars, I mean, what's a billion or $2 billion? And how can they lose this kind of money? They can lose this kind of money because they have Wall Street and those billionaires behind them. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is intentional. I don't know. If I was a billionaire, I'd let you know. But what do you think, John?
Well, I think sometimes we look at it the wrong way with Uber losing $1 billion. Amazon was losing money up until very recently, and people invested in it because they had a good business model and they knew eventually they would make money. Billionaires are not stupid, and they didn't become billionaires by making bad investments. They see, even though Uber is losing a lot of money, they see the market share that they're grabbing worldwide and that eventually they will make money. So, I mean, that is going to be the problem. I think with us, you know, talking about, well, what we should do with Uber and Lyft and everything, we have to make the yellow cab industry as technically as good as Uber, Lyft, and all the other ones, and that's where I think we're falling down on the job. We cannot fight technology by saying, well, we have to stop them, or we have to tax them, or we have to do. No, we got to lift the yellow cab industry technology-wise, and I don't see that happening.
Well, the one thing I'd like to do with the yellow cab, I've said many times, we should have a legitimate group ride system like Uber has just done, and they've been given the green light on all these innovations, which we wanted to do for the last 50 years. An example, the Javits Center is always screaming for cabs, but they don't tell us that we're going to get group rides or double or triple the rate to go all the way over there to help the people out, and we could charge each person less than the metered rate if we had a proper group ride structure in place. But apparently there's some blue law on the books where we can't do that. And the other thing, the money that yellow cab drivers pour in with their passengers into helping the handicap with 30 cents a trip, into helping the MTA with 50 cents a trip, into paying tolls every day, not to mention the taxes they pay on their regular returns. But we're just talking about, in general, the money that is poured into the city and the state, gas taxes, it's unbelievable. And for some reason, every time we ask for not even a fare increase sometimes, but just a way to collect more money per person that we're getting now, where the passenger would pay less, we're always shot down. It's insane, Dave. I'll tell you, it's beyond logic why they keep chiseling the cabbies when we have programs that where the passengers would pay less and the cabbies could wind up making more money.
Making more money. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Now, Sarah writes an email, and she'd love to hear the co-host and my solutions. I do love your show, don't get me wrong, but the yellow taxi industry has major problems besides Uber and their illegal street hails. And I'm going to read this. The WAVE vehicles on the TLC regulation really attacks the drivers and the owners for making a living. They add more stress to the industry with no solutions in sight. Where is the TLC responsibility to the industry they govern? Every aspect of the industry is failing Yellow, is failing the medallion owners, is failing the driver job security and full-time wages, is failing the brokers, is failing the garage, helping to keep the regulations they mandate, is failing the passengers from illegal and unsafe rides with price gouging. It's failing. The green cabs are failing. The WAVE program is failing. The black cars are failing. The MTA 50-cent tax is failing. Car services in outer boroughs are failing. Traffic is failing. Pollution is failing. Airport service is failing. Past drivers that work their whole lives to own a medallion are failing. Banks and credit unions are failing. Thank you and God bless. Sarah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing we can do is, Dave, with the Taxi Insider paper and with this radio show, use the people for your business services that are helping to support you on the street. Because right now, more than ever, we have to circle the wagons and help out the people who are helping us. And, I mean, that's my opinion. There's some other great people in the industry who may not be in the paper at this time. But I think moving forward, we have to start looking at it in those terms and, like, saying, listen, yeah, Dave has a radio show. We got a newspaper out on the street to help cabbies, the industry, and the city of New York. And it's high time we start looking at to help the people with using their services that are helping us. That's my opinion.
And Dave, we have to something that you've exposed right here on WOR is the price differential that Uber is charging. And we want to say to the Uber drivers out there, speak to your passengers. Find out what they're being charged and what you're making off that fare, and report it, particularly to Taxi Dave, that he can chronicle it in his papers and when he goes in front of the TLC to do hearings, because it's very important. There is a scam that's going on with Uber, and there's something on a television show in Pittsburgh where the investigative reporter is standing next to an Uber driver. He sends out the signal looking for a cab. The Uber driver picks it up. And there's two different prices, one that's charging the passenger and one that the driver's making. This has to be exposed on a wider scale.
Right.
Okay, when we come back, thanks a lot, John. When we come back, we'll take a couple of calls. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We'll give you the sports update on the Super Bowl. If there's any change in the score of 21-3, Atlanta is winning. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. My God, I'm in the middle of nowhere in Houston. What?
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train.
With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
The Taxi Dave Show, and I'm broadcasting live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. If you're looking for me, you'll never find me. I'm in a basement somewhere with a live internet connection and a power source, so it's great. What can I tell you? And everybody else is in the studio in Tribeca, New York.
Yes.
And there's now reports of Patriot fans jumping off the Hancock Building in Boston. I don't know if that's a sign.
Here's an email from Christine. You were talking about the mayor answering a medallion purchaser's question on another radio program. If our so-called mayor, well, I'm going to read this, if our so-called mayor would have had the balls to stand up to Uber, only if he did. Yellow cabs have been here for a long time, and he so disgusts me for what he said. He was supposed to stand up for the little guy. Shame on him. My vote is for that person who's going to stand up to Uber and Travis Kalanick and all the other rich politicians. Just like you know who, and he ain't draining the swamp, I guess. Can't fix stupid overnight. Well, Christine, tell us how you really feel next time, will you?
I'd just like to say, I think we're the only radio show that hasn't said the T word on their show this week, so little shout out for that.
Okay.
And Dave, if I may just
well, what is it without a T? It's a rump, right?
It's a T rump. If I may just say something real quick, I got a quick text that said, if it's okay with you, Taxi Dave, to mention nyctaxinews.com. That's nyctaxinews.com for latest and greatest taxi information. So Dave, if I may, I have to ask you, can I mention NYCTaxiNews.com.
I don't think you should mention NYCTaxiNews.com. I really don't think you should. But I will tell you this. Taxi Insider, it's not making any money, folks. So you should advertise in it if you can. If you can't advertise in it, get the newspaper. And we don't even have a website. It's on NYCTaxiNews.com. You see the newspaper on the right side. Click on it, and you can read the newspaper. But the actual newspaper is out. The electronic version isn't out yet. It'll be out in a few days. Just wanted to get that out there. Good idea, Mike.
Yes.
Here's an email. I've noticed that Uber has influence with the Port Authority at the airports. The taxi lines move further away from the front doors at the airports. At LaGuardia, that's evident at Terminal C, where the passengers have to walk to the other end while being solicited aggressively. At Terminal B, passengers have to cross the street while Uber can take the right lane in front of Terminal B to solicit and pick up. Terminal D is probably next. At JFK, I decided to take a drive to the old Terminal 5 taxi line to see why we haven't moved back. And to my shock, nothing was under construction, and it remains the same. Apparently, it's being used as pickup zones for Uber. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Man, all these reports coming in. You know, people don't have a place to vent in industries. You know, you may have to go to a rep or you may have to go to an office. You know, where do you have to vent? So people send emails if they're working to taxihale@aol.com. They call the Taxi Dave Show at 800-321-0710.
Reach out, you know, because your voice is my voice. And that's the truth. You really should call us if you have. We have a few minutes left. So give us a call at 800-321-0710. Do we have a caller, Noah? Steve. Welcome
yeah,
to the
hi.
Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I understand that the taxi industry gave Bill de Blasio $750,000, not to take away anything from anybody else, but just to keep what is rightfully ours, you know, to us. You know, what we rightfully paid for, you know, we just wanted to make sure we just kept, you know, kept what belonged to us. And, you know, but instead, you know, we're losing what we paid for to somebody that didn't pay anything for a medallion. Now, and the fact that, you know, Bill de Blasio has not in any shape, manner, or form tried to help this industry. In fact, he's done the opposite. He has contributed to the downfall of yellow cabs. Do we actually plan to give him more money if he decides to run for re-election?
Would you?
No way.
It scores 28-3, folks. 28 Atlanta, 3 for the Patriots.
Dave, you're going to go in? Ask Belichick if he can play. Come on, man. All he can do is say no. Get up there and throw a few passes.
More bodies are turning up in the Charles River as we speak.
Steve's talking about what you were talking about, Mike.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just basically common sense. I mean, we've been here supporting the city and the people who live in this city, and we keep getting double-crossed. And at the same time, September's right around the corner. They got the cops and the transit workers. He's offering them 2% raises, which is a joke. And everybody else gets $85 billion. So I think it's high time we start asking some serious questions about who our friends are.
And we have to take a page out of the horse and carriage industry and how they fought de Blasio for getting rid of their industry by dogging him everywhere he goes, calling in to the Brian Lehr Show. There should be cab drivers constantly calling in, and wherever he's doing a ribbon-cutting ceremony or a press conference, he should be put on the spot. What are you doing to help and protect the yellow cab industry here in New York City? And it has to be a campaign issue, because this is the year to make it a campaign issue.
Right. After this year, everybody goes back to sleep.
And his quote again, some of his quotes. They still have a lot of intrinsic value because yellow medallions are still a crucial part of how people get around in a growing city. City with more and more tourists, more and more jobs, more and more residents. I think it's too early to say where this is going for the long haul. The more the yellow cab industry is competitive and updates itself, the better off it will be. And what we're seeing is even now with so much availability of other types of services, there's still a majority market for a yellow cab. I mean, you know, he's speaking very nice about it, but the yellow taxi industry is really hurting. And that's the reality.
Too soon to see how it's going. The guy must be blind. I mean, I don't know who's advising him, or is anybody in the taxi industry getting to him or to the TLC to bring up. I mean, this is crazy what's going on out in the city, out on the streets. And it has to be brought to his attention and be made a campaign issue for this year.
Here's an email. The taxi apps, in my opinion, have been a total flop since their inception. They are extremely slow to keep pace with Uber. There is barely any meaningful innovation. The apps are sluggish and clunky and giving the user a horrible experience. That's from Upcar.
That is so on the money. The Arrow app and the Way to Ride Net, it seems like it's almost basic 101, whereas Uber is updating their app almost on a weekly basis. When I was driving within the yellow cab, every Monday when I would turn it on, it would say, update your app. Whereas the other apps, you know, you can't get in touch with the passenger. You may be texting. You can't call them. I mean, they have to upgrade, too. That's what I'm saying. The yellow cab industry has to catch up technology-wise to Uber.
Right. And I think one last thing I want to talk about moving forward is maybe getting into, like what Zipcar has built, a billion-dollar industry, because they have hourly leasing based on specific hours in the day. And if you could get a fleet, let's say with 100 or 200 cabs, they could set aside maybe 10 or 20 cabs as a pilot program where you could have a little card that could take the cab out for, let's say, 4 or 5 hours. That's where another place where Uber is killing us, because Uber drivers, they don't work sometimes every day or every hour. They just jump out when they want to make a few bucks. And we should have that availability for the cabbies who don't want to work 10 and 12 hours, and just let them get something along those lines where they can jump in and jump out. I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
Man, time has flown by. John, Mike, I want to thank you guys from dealing with me remotely while I'm at NRG Stadium in the basement here.
Thank you, sir.
Near the janitors with people running back and forth. But I'm going to go up and I'm going to watch the last part of the game once I get out of here.
Tell them to let you play. Let Dave play.
Dave, I got an inside tip.
I'm going to say, taxi, get me the heck out of here. Get me to my hotel, okay? And I miss New York. And I hope the flight isn't as bad coming back than it was going.
This has been a podcast from WOR.